Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Rupa Shenoy. Federal laws are supposed to protect incarcerated women in Massachusetts from sexual abuse, and the State Department of Correction maintains that it isn't tolerated. Despite that, many women in Massachusetts prisons say sexual misconduct by staff is a problem. And a new report from Prisoners Legal Services of Massachusetts says many women in custody who've experienced sexual misconduct often don't come forward. WBUR's Deborah Becker reports.
Prisoners Legal Services interviewed 22 women, either currently or formerly incarcerated in facilities across the state. 19 of the women said they had experienced or witnessed sexual harassment or sexual violence by staff. PLS attorney Sarah Nawab asked the women if they reported the alleged misconduct.
But would frequently say no because either I'm going to be retaliated against or nothing's going to be done. Nothing is going to come of it. They're just going to sweep it under the rug.
Her report also includes survey responses from 10 women and summaries of records of sexual misconduct investigations. The women claimed officers often used misogynistic language and harassed and assaulted them. Nawab believes the problem is systemic in a culture where mostly men oversee the women in custody.
It causes harm. It doesn't alleviate harm. It's not rehabilitative. It's trauma-inducing and triggering.
Several formerly incarcerated women not involved in the report say they agree with its findings. Activist Jasmine Borges, who now works with the Massachusetts Bail Fund, served 12 years in prison before she was released in 2019. She says she witnessed incidents of staff misconduct, and if women reported it, they were punished.
They didn't get the jobs that they wanted. They couldn't visit with their children. They were locked in their room. They were sent to solitary confinement, depending on the allegation. So when you see all of that, it's just like, just shut up, bear, and grit your teeth and keep going.
Over the past 5 years, PLS has received about 20 sexual misconduct complaints from women in custody. PLS Executive Director Liz Mato says it's tough to bring legal action because so many women want to remain anonymous.
This was a response to that problem of not being able to highlight an issue, to shine light on an issue because of the anonymity factor, but also to show that this is real and it happens and it needs a response.
The report comes as the legislature has approved a 5-year moratorium on building new prisons. That was largely because of opposition to the Baker administration's plan to build a new women's prison. Activist Mallory Honora, executive director of the group Families for Justice is Healing, helped lead some of that opposition. She says the PLS report shows that a new approach is needed for women in custody.
We have to be doing something different. So we can use this 5 years to focus on releasing women, bringing them back to the community, implementing alternatives, and investing in community-led solutions that are going to stop the flow of women and girls into jails and prisons.
Fewer than 600 women are held in Massachusetts jails and prisons. Mental health issues and a history of trauma and sexual violence are common issues among them. Those exacerbate the effects of sexual violence and the willingness to come forward, according to the PLS report, which will be given to lawmakers and state officials this week. A spokesman for the Massachusetts Department of Correction said the DOC hasn't seen the report, but the department does not tolerate any form of sexual abuse or harassment. Federal law requires the department to publish annual reports about sexual misconduct. The DOC report for 2021, which includes allegations from both incarcerated men and women, says there were 100 alleged violations, 49 involving staff. Of those, 3 were determined likely to have occurred. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.